biggie, but it's not. I don't think anyone would use that, you know?
I never heard anybody use it seriously. Irishman.
Irishman mix, yeah. Probably.
Do people use that? No. People from Scotland?
Oh, Scotch, probably.
French people?
Nothing.
How about the French who live in New Orleans?
The Creoles. No.
Have you heard Cajun?
Oh, right. But they're mixed.
Yeah, they are. Greek people?
No.
Cubans?
No.
They wouldn't be Spics?
No, they'd be sort of more like Chicanos. I mean, all Spanish-speaking people, I guess it's probably because they're trying to form a little group to get their stuff together, you know, the Mexicans and the PRs, Puerto Ricans, and the, what is the third world? I've never really wondered what that is.
It's any
non-white.
It's all the oppressed groups, any group that is not either affiliated with the United States or Russia. Those are the first two worlds.
Oh, we are the first,
yeah.
Okay.
The NATO group and then Russia and China or something. So the blacks use it mostly.
Okay.
Blacks and Chicano kind of. Are any other words for Puerto Ricans besides PRs?
Well, greasers.
Yeah. How about Spics for them?
It's really
Well, yeah, you could use that too.
I wouldn't.
Even when I lived in Miami, I didn't.
Okay. All right, you talked about Chicanos. How about Mexicans who are not living in America?
No.
Scandinavians?
No.
Canadians?
Mm-mm. No.
Have you ever heard French Canadians called Canadians?
Yeah, I've heard it, but I don't know any French Canadians.
Okay. Do you know any slang words for Democrats?
Their meaning is not translation.
Republicans?
No.
How about young people with long hair and beards who use drugs inordinately and are rather radical and political?
That's heard for the hippies, you know.
Okay. Have you heard other words for hippies?
Probably.
Hippies? No.
Well, when I was going through that stage, it was not cool to be a hippie, but it was cool to be a freak.
Oh, a freak. Yeah, I guess I've heard that. I've been removed from that for so far, it's hard for me to remember back that far.
What? Do you have an expression you might use for your best friend other than he's your best friend?
Or?
Not like bosom buddy or something.
Well, you know when, if you take five black guys and five white guys and put them together, the white guys are going to start talking like the black guys. The black guys are not going to start talking like the white guys. Now, I had a lot of black friends in college. So, I had a best friend that I called my main man, which is a black expression.
I thought it was only for a boyfriend. I didn't know it was also used for members of the same sex.
Oh, no, for sure.
Have you ever heard this kind of relationship? I think it only occurs in big black neighborhoods, but I'm going to try it out. It's where, say, the home is broken, the father ran away and hasn't been seen in 15 years, and the kid forms a relationship with another man.
They joke about it.
He might be a relative, like an uncle or something. He might be the next door neighbor.
Yeah,
it's like
sort of parent.
Do you know anything about that? What he would be called?
No.
Okay, all of them are called play daddies and play moms. Around here, from the blacks, I've listed it godfathers and godmothers.
Right.
Even though they're not officially.
Right.
Okay. When you were in elementary school, did you have a group of several children that
lamb
chop
time?
Oh, sure, for sure.
Right, what did you have?
Just my friends, I guess.
Not the gang.
Well, that came later. I guess I was retarded in that aspect. Everyone was forming gangs, or you know, they had little clubs or something, you know, but I was never interested in that until like my junior or senior year in high school, I had a group of six friends. There were six of us. And the movie The Dirty Dozen came out, and we were the dirty half dozen. And we would, you know, just do bizarre things, ride around in dryers.
My God, I had a Siamese cat that was killed doing that.
Yeah. No, we actually did that, and we'd see who we'd try to, you know, the game of one-upsmanship?
Uh-huh.
Okay. For example, there was a joke where you say, I'm going to turn my back and hide a penny, and then I'm going to pick up some grass and I'm going to find it on you. And the guy turns his back, you put the penny somewhere down your pants in your pocket, and he goes over you with the grass. And then he goes near your face and he says, it's in your mouth, open up. And you open up your mouth and you shove the grass in. Now, I had a friend that, this is my friend from Emory, who had the